The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Hey!
That's right.
That's right. You know what time it is.
No, what time is it?
It's not your cup of tea and crumpets, you're chucking.
It's not your cup of tea.
It's not your cup of tea. You're not getting no tea.
Hey, like, I like tea.
What did I used to say on the podcast? This is definitely not your cup of tea, and you actually, I can't say it, but and you don't get no sugar.
And you don't get no sugar. Yep. You don't get any sugar.
You get none.
It's definitely not your cup of tea.
Yeah. I mean, some people's it might be, but others are like, oh God, they're on again.
This talk show.
Anyways.
Hey, at least we're not talking about, you know, baby daddies.
Yeah, or having some kind of whiny drama.
Yeah, this is not Maury Povich.
Yeah. You are definitely not the father. You don't look nothing like
him. The lie detector test determined that was a lie.
Could have been true, but we're not positive. You could have had a penny in your shoe. That's probably why you passed. Thank you. Well, go ahead.
No, or you're just a psychotic.
Yeah. You know me. Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Night, Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. Billy lost it. He forgot. He was like, it's just Lee.
Yeah, 88.1.
Lee and
Lee.
Stuff.
South County.
Yeah, that place. You know, out there.
Yeah, if you can't hear us at 89.7, you can hear us at 88.1.
It's funny because when I worked at Dollar Sergeant, never could get it.
No.
No,
that spot is a bad spot.
Yeah, it's terrible. Like, you can't get nothing there. You get, like, this jazz music and, like, ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
AM radio.
Yeah, it's like, this is nice. This won't make me fall asleep at all.
Which channel is it? It's like 1360 or that you can get the Red Sox games on?
14,
AM?
1420.
Or is it 1420?
1420.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to listen to the Yankees game with John Sterling, but he just passed away.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it sucks. He was awesome. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone.
Makes it fun to listen to.
Yeah, he made you feel like you were actually there.
Yep.
Like some announcers are like, well, the other day I was going to the bathroom. And it's like, dude, what are you talking about? It's baseball. Talk about the game.
Or you ever listen to the announcers that they have like really monotone voices?
And yep.
They're like, well, that was a foul ball. It's like, what?
That ball is high. And, oh, it was caught.
High and in the inside. Strike one.
Maybe.
Let's see if he can pitch another strike.
I just think they ruined baseball, in my opinion, but it's all the instant replays. Oh, well, he called a strike. I want to make sure it wasn't. And then they do the whole challenge play, and then they show the box where the ball actually went. But if it doesn't touch the box, it's not a strike, and it's like, oh, he gets an extra ball. Dude, no, leave it alone, man.
Yeah. Well, then, yeah, what's the umpire there for?
Yeah, it's pointless.
The call is the call.
That's where it makes people, I think it's because people get so angry and, oh my God, people get so mad because they call a strike. Shut up. Just shut up. Stop talking.
Yeah. If you miss it, you miss it.
Yeah, who cares?
Just work on the next one. You get three tries.
Yeah.
Or more.
Yeah, you get three tries. You make a couple foul balls or something, then you can be like, I know what he's going to throw next
time.
Feel
out the pitcher.
Yeah, that's the whole point of the game.
The first pitch isn't always, you got to feel him out.
It's always usually the one when they throw the first pitch. Not all the time, but usually it's like maybe 80, 75, whatever percent, they'll throw a fastball. That's usually what they'll throw first. And you just need to get right on it.
That's
immediately.
It.
Some people are like, I'll just take the first pitch. And then they get like crappy pitches and they're completely missing. It's like, why are you swinging at that?
Yeah. You swing. And it's funny because if you miss, if you get a strike, then you are feeling it out. Like, so you know how fast it's actually coming in.
Yep.
So if you miss it, there's a reason.
Yep.
So the next time you get a fastball, you can gauge your swing.
Judge it.
I used to do that when I was a kid when I was playing Little League. There's this one kid that could pitch a fastball. It was crazy. I was like, He was my age at the time, and I think we were like 11 years old. This kid was pitching 60 miles an hour. I mean, I was like, wow. And no one could hit off him because it was so fast. It's so difficult to gauge, especially as a kid with a, you know, a big bat. You know, as kids, you want the big bats.
You're like, I'm going to hit a homer.
But so one day, and I mean, I struck out on him too. I wasn't like perfect, but I struck out on him too a bunch of times. And then one day I was like, you know what? I'm going to try this. I started to swing. I stepped back and I pulled back the bat. And started to swing as his arm was back to pitch. It was like at his shoulder. Before the ball left his hand, I stepped back to swing, and I hit it.
Yeah, I always did the thing. People always taught me that. A couple of coaches always taught me, like, when he's, like, wound up like this, count to three. And just before the ball comes out, you're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, and it usually works. Sometimes when they throw a changeup, you're screwed because you swing early. And you're like, dang it.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not always, you know, going to be the same.
Yeah.
But it was an awesome hit.
Yeah.
You know, I hit it, and it went just right on the bat, on the wood of the bat.
Nice sweet spot.
Yeah, the sweet spot where you don't even feel it.
Yeah, you're like,
but you hit it as hard as it could possibly be hit, and it got sent all the way back.
Yep.
And this kid caught it over the fence, and it would have been a home run, but he caught it over the fence, and I was like, damn, but I was so happy.
You're like, I hit the ball.
Yeah, I was just happy I hit the ball off this kid. He was an amazing pitcher. I'll give him that. And he ended up going in the All-Stars with team when I got picked for the All-Stars team.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but then I moved here. But I never got to play a game.
Who moves here? Who wants to live here?
I don't know. Did you see that? Did you see that article about how Pittsfield was like one of the top ten retirement spots in
There's
Massachusetts?
Nothing to do like, here, man.
In Pittsfield? No, maybe the Berkshires.
Yeah, maybe the Berkshires, but not Pittsfield.
Yeah, there's plenty of stuff. Plenty of cool stuff in Pittsfield. But
I know. I mean, I know we live here, but we're not smashing
for retirees. No. Like, it's not much. I mean, they get on a fixed income.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of expensive things.
Like food.
I would go to, like, a state that doesn't have any tax.
Like, wasn't it? Which one doesn't have tax? Isn't it like
New Hampshire?
New Hampshire, yep.
Florida.
Florida.
A tax. Wait, was it Texas? Tennessee or something? There's a bunch of them.
No, I think Tennessee has tax. I think. I could be wrong. Maybe. I live there, and I don't even remember.
There's a bunch of them.
Well, that's right. I live in Tennessee, people.
Anyway. I can't think off the top of my head. But there's a list of them.
Yeah, I can't remember which. I'm not sure. I won't. Say, I wouldn't. I was gonna say Maryland. I was like, that's a joke.
No.
Trump's tax net, definitely.
Let's see.
I need higher taxes. No, you don't. We've got enough. We've already paid enough.
Yeah. So the reason why, I don't know if I told you this before. I think I did. People who retire will move to tax-free states because they opted. So they do two options for your 401k.
Yep.
And one is that you get the taxes taken out each year.
Yep.
You know, or you get the taxes taken out when you take it out at the end of the, you know, when you retire. So, but if you move to a state that doesn't have any taxes and you have you move your bank account there, can't take the taxes out. It's a loophole. So so if you notice, like, a lot of people go to Florida.
Yep.
To retire. It's not just because Florida is nice for older folks with thin skin. You know, I mean, it's because of the taxes. So there's
because they love the hurricanes.
So there's Alaska, Florida, Nevada, New Hampshire, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas.
Oh,
I was right.
Cool.
Tennessee
and
Texas are on there. Washington and Wyoming.
Oh, well, I mean, I figured North Dakota and South Dakota, there's nothing there anyway.
Income is not taxed.
There's nothing in
But they have higher sales and property taxes.
Yeah, true.
So that's how they recoup that, but there's no income tax there in those places.
It's like flat land. Ugh. I'm surprised it's not Montana. There's nothing there ever. What we got? Wheat fields. Where's Walmart? 750 miles away.
There's only a few states that have no sales tax.
Really?
Yeah. Delaware, Montana, and Oregon.
Might have to move to Delaware.
We're in Delaware.
We're in Delaware.
I can't remember in Wayne's World.
Yeah.
Hi, we're in Delaware.
Hi, we're in Delaware.
Be like,
hey, cockabilly. Fire, fire. And you're like, you're stupid, Beavis.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby. You want to climb the mountain?
We used to watch Beavis and Butthead. It was like Beavis and Butthead on 11 and then Headbangers Ball at midnight.
Exactly.
You remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
On MTV?
Yeah. And they would never play the music I wanted to hear.
No. But it was funny. Ren and Stimpy was before that, I think.
Yeah, Ren and Stimpy, Beavis and Butthead, and then Headbangers Ball.
Yep.
And there's no MTV anymore. Gone. Bye-bye.
Pretty much. Now it's all reality TV, isn't it?
No, it's gone completely.
Oh, shut what about MTV2?
No, they shut it completely down.
Really?
Gone.
There's nothing? I know there's a VH1 still.
No, of course, because they didn't do virtual, they didn't do all the stupid shows. I mean, they did the, like, Nicole Simpson, or what was her name? Nicole. Yeah, that girl. Anyways, they did a show about her, but it was like, that's basically almost the only one they ever did, but
yeah,
MTV did like 1,000 of them.
reality TV, and I think it started with The Real World, didn't it?
Oh God,
wasn't it like that was the first reality TV show on there? Or?
Yeah, Real World.
And it they had the Spring Break is actually probably it would have been on right now.
Yeah.
So I used to be excited when Spring Break came on MTV because it would play Spring Break all the way to the end of school, and I knew that end was soon for school and that summer would be starting, so I'd get all excited. But I'd see it in the morning and I'd be like, oh, it's spring break.
It's like, yes.
It's like, where do all these people come from?
Where are they from?
It's like all college kids that go, they go wherever.
You gotta remember some of them when they ask them where they were from and stuff.
Yeah.
My name is Molly and I'm from North Carolina.
I'm in North Carolina. They would get excited because they were on TV.
It's like, calm down, man.
As you grow up, you realize that all those college kids were drunk at 9 o'clock
all
in the morning.
The time. Yeah, they were hammered.
At 9 o'clock in the morning. And it was over in California, so, you know, it was probably pre-recorded because it was all sunny and everything. I'm watching it at 7 o'clock in the morning, like, right before school, and I'm like, where are these people partying like
There's
that?
There's no way.
But, yeah, it's pre-recorded, but...
But it was just, I don't know, it was just funny watching them get all excited just being on MTV. They're like, oh my God, my name is Tina, and like, this is my friend, Jennifer. We've been friends for like 30 years. Why are you there?
Then you got the guys that are running behind them, making like waving.
Yeah,
and doing devil horns. And
I love MTV, yeah. Like, oh,
they had those big, huge sunglasses on.
Yep. Yep, they look like state troopers.
Yeah, this was all in the 90s, guys. This was all in the 90s.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore. There is no more MTV, so howie that... Because I knew I there was a thing on Facebook, and it was showing, like, you know how they do those things, like, when people pass, like, they do movies and stuff? They did that for MTV, and they showed everybody that was ever on MTV, and it was just, they would put their head down, and the lights would go out. And they just kept showing it. And I was like, wait, what's this mean? And it said, thank you, MTV, for everything. And it said... done in 2006, or the date 2006, and I was like, what? Like that? And I was like, no. Then I found out because Ridiculousness was on MTV.
Yeah.
They moved that to Netflix.
Oh.
So now it's on Netflix. I was like, okay, so it was true. It was like 40 some odd years. I'm older than MTV.
I know.
What?
Didn't it start in 1980?
Something, yeah.
I think it was 81. 1980 or 81.
81, 82, somewhere around there. And I was like, I'm older than MTV.
It says MTV is still on the air, but it looks and functions very differently.
Mm.
Transitioned from playing music videos to reality television like Catfish and Ridiculousness, because streaming platforms like YouTube and TikTok made 24/7 music television obsolete.
Well, you stopped playing music videos and everybody was watching them. You just decided to say, hey, let's do this. You should have kept Headbangers Ball on there.
You can find it. Let's see. If you're looking for MTV programming, you can still catch it on cable via live TV streaming services, YouTube TV, or on demand using the Paramount Plus app. If you specifically missed the 24/7 music video format, you can stream
You're going to get it for Fury.
Fury.
Is your popcorn for Fury?
Curated.
Curated.
Music videos on Pluto TV or Tubi. That's hilarious. Fury.
Fury. You guys need to give it away for Fury.
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 And again, Billy comes up with a weird word.
Like fear in here.
Fear in here.
It's 56 degrees fear in here outside, and like the humidity is 34%. My name's Shonda.
Always got to make her do the weather.
Yep.
Because she's so nice. Dude, I tried to do I tried to make a picture of her for AI, and I came up with one, but she looks angry, and I don't want her to look angry. She's like, holding a Starbucks. I was like, why is she evil? I don't want her to look evil.
Because that's the RBF.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. RBF.
Yep.
Resting face.
Resting happy face. Yes. Yeah.
Resting.
BB face.
Beep face.
Resting. Boop.
Beep.
We know what it is.
RBF.
Everyone's like, they just swore and they pushed the button. No, we didn't. Watch. Resting. Beep face.
That's exactly what it is.
Probably out there going, no! yeah. Yes!
We didn't say it.
I know.
We're good. Man. We're good.
Resting chicken face.
Good.
I almost ran over a chicken the other day.
Well, they shouldn't have been crossing the road.
I know. He wanted to get to the other side, but I was like, dude, you better stay right there because you're going to be all feathers. And I was going, and I was driving, and I hear it. And I'm like, the hell is that coming from? And I was like, da, da, da. I was across there, like, no, like that. And I was like, stopped. And he was like, went back. I was like,
Yeah. You got to watch out. Geese are going to be crossing with their little babies and everything. Turtles.
There's turkeys on the property where I work.
That's awesome.
They're running out. I hear them. I'm like, what the?
They're in my neighborhood somewhere. Because I'll go out with the dogs at nighttime. Yeah, like in the evening. And I'll hear, in the distance. Gobble, gobble. Yeah.
That's all I heard yesterday. They're probably like, what are these people doing?
It's not Thanksgiving.
We're the gobbledygookers.
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 61 Fahrenheit.
61 Fahrenheit.
Feared it.
That's never.
That was so fury.
And we got the other day, I was in the mall, and this girl was like standing next to me, and she was like, "Hey, you know what I just did?" And I was like, "What'd you do?" And she was like, "Hey, feared it."
Stories.
And I was like, "Oh yeah, well, guess what it is outside right now?" And she's like, "Wow." I was like, "It's 54 Fahrenheit." She was like, "Oh my god, it's terrible. It's got to be nicer." Where's the warmth?
Warmth.
Warmth. Warmth. Warmth.
Where's the warmth?
Where's the warmth outside? My name's Chantal.
Yeah, you gotta top it off with that.
I don't know, Julio. Are you listening?
Julio. Oh my god, this Julio guy, is he listening?
Hey, Julio. You're like, cool. I love your beard and stuff. It's serious.
Julio.
Julio.
There we go. Julio.
Julio.
My name is Chantal.
My name is Chantal. Sorry.
Dude, I watched those guys gag again. I don't know if I sent it to you.
Probably not.
They were, I can't remember.
You might have.
They were eating creamed, what was it?
Gross. Something gross.
Yeah, it was gross. It was creamed, oh my God. I can't remember what it was. It was like creamed fish. Yeah. And he was like, and they're sitting there, and he's like, he puts it on the, as soon as he picks it out of the jar, the dude's like,
yeah.
And he's like, well, dude.
I mean, just knowing what it is.
So bad. And he put it, and he ate it, but he struggled. The other guy was like, just spit it right out. Like, that's the first time I've ever seen him do that.
Ew.
Usually he eats it, and he was like, and just spit it out. I was like, ew, yikes. Man.
Yikes.
He's like, it's so, and then he goes, it's so creamy.
Ugh. Oh,
so good.
Ooh, I wouldn't even eat that stuff.
Like, ugh, man, I don't know how they do that.
Who does that?
They do that.
They do it.
They do it.
I don't want to.
Watch people.
I'll leave it to them.
people are probably out there going, why don't you guys do it? That would be cool.
Nope.
No, because this whole soundboard would be covered in vomit.
They'd have to put a trough in here. They'd have to put a trough. It would have to catch everything. Like plastic over all of the instruments in here.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like all the equipment. So, yeah.
What are we eating? Fermented eggs?
Ew. Even just talking about it? No.
Like Chantel gagging? Oh my god, I'm not feeling too well.
Yeah, that's it. That's it right there. Oh my god.
Okay, I think it's coming up.
I don't feel good. No, there are some people that make no noise whatsoever.
Yeah, they go.
They just make no noise whatsoever, and that's that. And then they come out and they're like, I was just sick of the bathroom. I'm like, I didn't hear nothing.
Yeah, you know, you're a liar.
Yeah.
You want to go see the toilet?
Yeah.
Have you ever vomited so violently that it broke blood vessels in your eyes?
Yeah.
Horrible.
Like, I had it all on my neck, too. It was so bad. Oof. I was like, Jesus, Christmas. Like,
violently, right?
Oh, it was so bad. And you're, like, kicking the wall behind you, like, like you're like, dying.
You like, slam it on the
like
toilet.
You're gripping the toilet, like, and then all of a sudden you go, and you're like,
man.
Oh, it's so bad. It's so bad. When I get that bad, it's just like, I can't do this. I got to go home. I got to go somewhere.
Yeah. Like, get me out of here.
Put me in a cold bath.
Get me out of here. Somebody help.
Help.
Help. I need help.
Help. But yeah,
it's, fear in here.
It's fear in here. Today's forecast. Today's mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 60s. North winds around 5. Mibir.
Mip.
Yeah.
Mip.
5. Mip.
Just in case you're wondering, it's miles. That's the mph, mile per hour.
Yeah.
It's 5. Mip. I'm just reading what it says.
Why are you guys laughing? Stop being stupid. It's 5 miles. Meh.
It's 5. Meh.
Meh. Meh.
Winds northeast. East. 5 mile. Meh. 5. Meh.
Northeast winds are around 5 miles. Meh.
5. Meh. East, northeast.
Calm down.
Stop laughing, guys. You're making me.
I'm just reading it.
You're giving me anxiety. I need a Starbucks. I need a coffee. My name's Jessica.
If I get too much anxiety, I might vomit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a little squeak or something. It's like.
Okay, I'm done.
That's all I needed.
The straw was way too long.
Oh man, is Chantel the type of girl that when she brushes her teeth, she has the.
Yep.
Googie uncle. That sounds like you said googie uncle.
Googie uncle.
See?
Perfect. You always gotta say that now.
I'm gonna get a googie uncle.
Oh man. So like if you don't feel good somewhere. If you don't feel good, just do that.
Yeah.
What's coming?
Googie uncle.
Oh, googie uncle.
Do you feel okay? No, I got a googie uncle.
I gotta go.
I got a googie uncle.
I gotta go.
I got a googie
uncle. Googie uncle. Oh man.
She threw up and she was like, my name's Chantel. And you're like, what?
Yeah. What are you doing, Chantel?
Stop it.
I don't want to say.
I don't want to say.
You hurt?
Stuart!
What did your mother tell you about?
Sliding down the banister.
Sliding down the banister. I don't want to say.
I don't want to say.
Stuart?
I don't want to say. She said if you slide down the banister.
I can't do it.
You hit your goose, that's all every man got going for him. If he slides down the banister, you might hit your goo-goos. And that's all that some men got
going
for.
Dude, you sound robotic, do I?
I don't know.
No, can you hear me? Like, do I sound robotic?
No.
You sound robotic when you do it.
Mr. Roboto.
It's like, I don't know what it is.
I don't know. I hear myself.
We are very robot. No.
See, it's now it's gone. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't.
Am I hear you, cuckoos, and that's all that some man got going for him.
That was like my favorite skit they ever did, too.
Oh my God, I died. I like when he puts his foot up. No!
No! Yeah.
Like the one where I can't remember which one it was, where he put his foot out and then they grabbed it like they were singing.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so funny. He's like, no!
It was great.
Oh my God.
He's perfect for it, too.
Oh, he's funny.
Yeah, like, he's so tall. Yep. Really long legs and everything.
Yep.
He's so perfect to do that.
And then when he does his short shorts, he goes like, he sits. I'm like, dude, stop. Just stop.
What I love is when like comedians like him and others, you know, there's Saturday Night Live, Mad TV. When they do stuff, they don't care. Like, they're never embarrassed by it because it's funny.
Yeah.
And that's what they're set out to do is make everybody laugh, right? Yep. So they just do whatever it is. And then if something happens, it just makes it even better. So they don't even care. So it's like, if their shorts are too short and their butt's hanging out, they're like, they don't even care. No. They're like, whatever. And it's great. I love that because they're doing it and it's as everything happens, it happens. It just happens.
I would do a skit with short shorts, but it's got to say juicy on the back.
Yeah. They're cute.
Like,
or cute.
Watch it go.
Or sweet.
Yeah. Adorable.
It's got to say sweet.
It's got to say fear in here on the back.
Yeah.
It's got to say fear in here or five mif.
Mip.
Mip.
Yeah.
Mip.
Is anybody else having horrible allergies?
I am.
If you look on your vehicle, it's all green.
Yeah.
It's all from the allergens out there. And it just all just sits perfectly nice. Like, yeah.
And you open the window and you drive and you're like, oh, God.
Yep. Oh, man.
I think my wife's was covered really bad the other day and I thought I had to shave it. Like,
it was very hairy.
I was like,
looks nice now.
You can see it.
I manscaped your car.
Manscaped.
I even put a smiley face in the front.
I got myself a power washer.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, so I'm going to be able to do... I'll just wash my truck in my driveway. Then I don't have to pay every time. Hey, and then... Because I have to stand in the bed of my truck to wash it. Because it's really tall.
I'm going to do it in short shorts and no shirt.
It's going to be a white shirt.
Yeah.
Wet t-shirt contest.
I'm going to do it and just start cleaning the truck. People are like, what the heck is going on?
In Daisy Dukes.
Yeah.
With the jean cutoffs,
With the pockets hanging out the back. I'm like, give it a little shake.
Yeah, I have the thongs poking out the top.
Yeah, you got to do that. Just pull it up.
Are they going to be blue or pink?
Probably pink. I like pink. What do you think? Then she'll snap it. Like, yeah.
You got to put like a wig on.
Yeah, like the.
And then do it from behind. Like, you know, just stand in the. You know, just like, then turn around.
Yeah, like, hey, you guys want to help me? Like, oh my God.
Let's go to that car wash. Holy crap.
Holy, what is. Oh my God.
It's too late now.
You guys grab a sponge.
You gotta tie your shirt in a knot in the front.
Yeah. Like,
put a little bow in it.
Guys, what do you guys think? You like my shirt?
Turn around. Like that's okay.
Like he does a scary move. You like my shirt untucked or do you like it like this?
Yeah, right?
I think it looks cool. It looks tight, right? Oh my God.
Exactly. So you gotta tie in a little bow.
Yep.
And a little knot in the front.
Like super. I look super cute in this. Where's the water? Oh.
Yeah. Oops, I spilled it.
Good old sudsy.
Why can I see David Spade? Oops, I spilled it.
Oops, I spilled it.
Oh, man. Oops, I spilled it on myself.
Oopsie.
Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and
WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Maybe. BRTA offers training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
We made it.
Right.
We took our little break, and then we were talking about our Daisy Duke sudsy water fun time, which is scary.
Oh,
what,
man.
What was that movie? What movie was it where they were, it was like all the guys that were like that? And they were washing the window, and he was, like, holding on to him, and he was washing it with his butt.
I don't remember, but I am familiar. Like, that's very...
Because she was bringing him to a car wash. Oh, what the heck was that movie?
Oh, I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I can see what you're saying. I can see
Grown-ups.
Yeah, that's it.
Because she was going to bring him to look at the girls when they were washing the cars, yeah. But it was the guys. I'm like, hey, guys. And he was like,
yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I'm not gonna.
Or it was like the other one that I really liked was in House Bunny, and when they had the car wash.
Yeah,
it's like those girls in that house. They're supposed to be not as appealing.
Yeah,
and she was the old Playboy Bunny girl that left the Playboy Mansion and took over a frat house or not a frat house, a sorority house.
Yep.
as house.
Mother. Yep.
And so they had a car wash to try to raise money for their house, and it was hilarious.
It was funny.
She was the only one that like got into it, really got into it.
And they're all like,
yeah. And then one girl from what was that show? Two Broke Girls.
Yep.
Yeah, she's in it.
Kat Dennings.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yep. And she was like this emo goth chick.
Yep.
Yeah, and she just like stared at her.
Yeah, she was like,
she's like, oh my god,
we're not gonna dress up like you want us to. Yes, you are. It's fear in here.
Fear in here.
That's not fear.
I'll get it. That girl was the funniest.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
I'll get it.
I'll do it.
All right, I'll wash the cars.
I gotta go to the crapper.
I gotta go to the crapper.
Oh, it was so funny. You gotta be a little mysterious.
Yeah. You gotta be a little more mysterious.
You gotta go to the crapper.
I have to do something mysterious in there.
Don't come in here. It's a lot of magic.
I'm from Idaho.
I'm from Idaho.
That movie was great.
It's been a hot minute since I've seen it. I just scrolled past it, actually, recently. And I was like, oh, crap, the House Bunny.
I just watched the new movie, The Mummy.
Did you?
The new Mummy where the girl disappears for like 6-7 years or something like that. Dude, it's creepy.
And
disgusting.
There's a movie called Faces of Death, and it's not the Faces of Death but it's about this girl that investigates a series of crimes that are like copycats.
Yep.
Of parts of the original Faces of Death.
Yeah.
Dude, it was really good.
Was it?
Yeah, it was really good. If you see it anywhere on your scroll, look it up and check it out, because I watched it yesterday.
Yeah, you got to watch The Mummy, dude.
Was it yesterday? No, it was the day before, I think, the night before.
The Mummy is so good.
Yeah.
It's just, there's a part in it where they finally get the daughter back.
Yep.
And they already have another daughter after she disappeared. She's about the same age after she disappeared, but...
there's a part where she's like, I smell piggies. And the girl, the little girl's like, huh? Like that. And all of a sudden you see the tongue come out and licks her toes underneath the door. And she was like, huh? Like that. Like she's like, looks down. And all of a sudden she tries to run away, but the mummy's so powerful. She stops her and she makes her go up in the air like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so good.
Interesting. So good.
And she possessed her and her little brother and the grandma, who she killed, but it's so good. It's creepy, man. It's just creepy. I was like, this is the coolest mummy I've ever watched. Like, sure. Nice.
Woo!
Yeah. So she's wrapped, like, you know how mummies are wrapped, right? But she's wrapped in human skin. She's not wrapped with wrapping.
Oh, no.
So she peels it off. Dude, it's fucking, it's gross. It's so gross.
Wow.
It's nasty, dude. It's so nasty.
So, I mean, like, you'll never believe it. So, okay, you remember, what is it? It's the clown one. It's really old and it's really bad.
Is it called Clown?
No. That was actually kind of good. I thought it was pretty good. No, this is the Killer Clowns from Outer Space. Dude, I watched that the other day. It's old.
That's old. Yeah, I love that movie.
It's so funny. It's hilarious.
I like Tiny, the little one.
Yeah.
Where he's like punches his head off.
I just think it's funny that they have their to have thought up this thing. Like, I was talking to Trent about it because we were watching it. And I was like, to have thought up, like, the guns that shoot out popcorn and, like, the whole, like, cotton candy thing. And I'm like, who, you know, you think of every little thing, of these clowns that come up from outer space and how they're going to, like, take over people.
Yeah.
But it's hilarious. And I sat and laughed at it the entire time. And it was horrible acting.
It's terrible.
Cheesy, really cheesy movie. Horrible acting, independent film, probably with a low budget.
But it's the best kind of campy
it's movie.
It's such a classic, yeah, though. Everybody loves that movie.
Most likely it was the whole reason why people started to fear clowns.
I think so. I like the dude that does a puppet show on the... Like on the shadow puppets.
Yeah.
And he eats the people.
Yeah, the dinosaur. They're like,
he's like,
they're all getting into
the
it.
The guy's like,
yeah. They were all sitting at a bus stop or something. And they were all getting into the shadow puppets.
Yep.
And they were like, ooh, ah, ee. And then he made a dinosaur and ate them all.
Yep. I like
where'd they go?
I like the old guy in the beginning. He's like, what kind of tent's in the middle of nowhere?
What tarnations? He actually said that. What tarnation?
I was like, oh my god, dude, that's sad.
Where's my dog?
Where's
it was
my
so
doggy?
Funny.
Here, puppy.
It was funny.
I laughed so hard when he was like, what tarnation?
I know.
And then they go investigate it. What are you doing? Leave it alone. Don't
why
even
is
go
there a
there?
Circus tent in the middle of the woods?
Oh, that's why in tarnation is there a circus tent in the middle of the woods?
What tarnation?
Tell you what, man.
I tell you what. I tell you what.
My name's Sean Tail. Oh, God. That would be a good one right there.
Another movie that we just watched was starring Katherine Heigl, and it was Unforgettable.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She is actually the antagonist.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So, and I was like, to see her in a role like that is interesting because she's usually in cutesy roles. You know?
Yeah.
Like, she's in roles where you really like her. And then she's in a role... in that movie where she's psychotic, and it was really good. So if you get a chance to, if you just happen to see it scrolling, it's called Unforgettable.
I can't wait to see Obsessed.
From what is that?
It's there's this kid that is infatuated with this girl, and he goes to some store and he finds this box or something he has to snap, and it says you get one wish.
Yeah.
So he snaps it and he wishes that he wants her to be in love with him forever.
Oh.
But it gets to the point where she becomes absolutely obsessed. And
because you can't mess with love.
Yeah. She's sitting on the couch. She constantly keeps looking at him. She's kissed him on the cheek and he goes and turns her head because he's tired of it. He's getting tired of it.
Yeah.
Can't get rid
of her. Careful what you wish for.
He can't get rid of her. He can't get away from her. Like, if he's talking on the phone, she's always, like, standing there watching. Dude, it's so... I was like, I can't wait.
That's funny.
It's creepy. Yeah. Everybody says it's very creepy and disturbing.
I'm sure it is.
And I can't wait to see it.
Because it's one of those lessons that you have to learn. Like, mm-hmm. you have to be careful what you wish for, because... Yep. And, I mean, really, say exactly what it is you want, because if you don't, you're going to get what you asked for.
Well, it's funny, because he calls the place up, and he was like, look, man, is there any way I can take my wish back? And he's like, no. Like that, and he's like... I can't deal with this. And he's like, what's going on? He's like, I wish to be in love with somebody or someone to be in love with me and love me forever. He goes, that's where you made your mistake.
Yep.
And he's like, well, what do I do? He's like, you're just going to have to deal with it.
Like, just deal with it, man.
She's standing outside like this. And all you see is her shadow, and she's watching him. And then he turns, and he's like,
obsessed.
Oh, it's so, you got to watch the trailer. The trailer's good.
I'll have to look for it.
Oh, I can't wait. I was going to watch it yesterday, but... I couldn't hear anything because the dogs were barking and people were talking, and I'm like, shut up.
Yeah, I started watching Nip Tuck yesterday. I haven't seen that years. You know, that came out in 2003. I watched it back then.
I used to watch it. I watched every episode. I loved that show.
It was a great show.
Yeah.
I started watching it, and I was thinking about it. I'm like, that's over 20. That's 23 years old.
Yeah, it's enough. Don't say that.
And I'm watching it, and I'm like, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, this was actually on TV in 2003, you know, for several seasons.
Yeah.
And the things they were saying and doing were very, very, like, controversial at the time. Like,
oh, big time.
To have some of that on TV. It was on late night, but.
Yeah, it was on, like, at 11 o'clock or something.
No, I think it was, like, 9.
Yeah.
9 or 10 or something like that. But it was on late. And the thing is back then it was people were like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe they did that on TV.
Oh, my God.
Now.
Oh, we're going to have to call.
Now, a couple of years ago, I was somewhere in somebody's house, and they had FXX on, which is regular cable TV.
Yeah.
It's an extra, like, if you pay the higher tier or whatever.
Yeah.
And they said the F word.
Oh, really?
They were saying the F word on TV.
Well, they do that with they say it on FX for when I was watching Sun.
Regular TV, yeah. It's like any word now.
As soon as it's after 11 o'clock, they can't do anything.
It wasn't even after 11 o'clock. That's crazy. It was before 11 o'clock at night.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I was like,
that's cool.
Holy cow. Did I just hear that right? I like took a triple take look at the TV, and I was like, wait a minute, is this regular TV, like cable TV?
What's going on here?
And it might have been at my dad's house even. I don't know. And whoever it was like, yeah, I'm old.
Yeah, I'm older than The Simpsons. So
I'm older.
I'm older
so,
than
like,
The Simpsons.
Back when I was young, none of that. There was nothing like that.
Nope. You couldn't even say the A word on there.
It was like.
Nothing.
You couldn't. Yeah, there was nothing on there like that. I don't think you could say any.
Like, they would get ready to say, they'd be like, well, you're just anyways, what happened was, you know what they're going to say, but they don't say it. They can't. They weren't allowed to back then. But
it was, it was.
Now it's insane.
You can say whatever you want.
Yeah.
On regular TV.
Come on, FCC.
No.
No. Oh, God.
But, you know, it is what it is. I mean, times change. People change. We all are in a different generation. I think we're in a different timeline altogether, but
way different timeline.
Yeah.
Like, stop it. I don't want to work today. I might have a hangnail.
I mean, it's like watching the OA. I think I mentioned this some time ago. The OA is on Netflix. They canceled it. And I think it was getting too controversial. They say it's because they didn't have the budget, you know? They didn't have enough people interested in it to continue it. But I don't think that's the case.
Yeah.
I think it's just so controversial, people aren't ready for it yet. You know?
Too many whiners out there.
Well, it has a lot to do with, like, the idea of multiverses.
Yeah.
And different universes and different, you know, time zones, timelines, I mean. So there's a lot of people that aren't ready to really dive into that.
Yeah.
And
it makes sense.
But the show is amazing. It is so cool. And you can't really miss anything. Because if you miss something, you're not going to understand what's going on.
Yeah, that's what I hate. When I watch a show and then I miss something, I'm like, I don't even know what's going on.
But, Netflix did not renew the contract for part 3. There's part 1 and 2. But the creator, one of the, well, both of the creators, one of them is in the show. Her name is Britt Marling.
Yeah.
And she and the other creator and some of even the cast members of the show were talking about they're trying to find another platform to be able to continue the story because they want to continue it.
Pick Hulu, pick something.
Well, Netflix had offered, like, hey, why don't we do a movie? And she don't want to do a movie. She said it'd be best, you know, wrapped up in another season.
Yeah.
A whole other season. A movie's just not going to cut it. So you're left with this, like, on the, at the, like, the end of the second part, you're left with this, like,
cliffhanger.
Yeah, you're left with this, like, oh, so what's happening? Yeah. What's going to happen right now? It's, like, it's interesting.
It's like what they did with Daybreakers, because I liked that movie, that show that they had on Netflix, and then they canceled it. So you're left with a cliffhanger, and I'm like, dude, this is the best zombie movie, best zombie show I've ever watched.
Oh, Santa Clarita Diet.
Yeah.
That too.
That was, I don't know. People were just like, I don't want to watch her throw up all the time.
I thought it was so funny. I loved that show.
It was hilarious.
And then I went on, and there was a whole bunch of like campaigns to try and get it back. There was like hundreds of thousands of people that wanted to come back. And they're like, oh, we don't have the budget. Okay.
It was like the one where, Peacock canceled that one that I liked about the people finding out about the serial killer. And they had him on a podcast.
Oh, really?
It's super awesome.
Huh.
And I'm like, this is great. And then all of a sudden they're like, cancel. Like, I'm like, dude, why you do that? You're as bad as Netflix.
I know. it takes forever to wait.
Yeah.
It takes forever, like, so... When they made the OA, for example, it took like 2 years for the second part to come out. I had to wait, and then the second part came out, and I'm like, okay, cool. So now I just probably have to wait another 2 years, 3 years for the third part. But then I went and looked it up one day, and I was like, no, they didn't renew it. And I'm like,
It's like back in the 80s when you had to wait for a thing to come out on videotape. You had to wait like 5 years.
Oh, I know.
You're like, it
took forever.
Yeah. Oh my God. Now it's just like
done. It's easy. Yeah, it's all done. Yeah. Comes out pretty quick.
Yeah, it was so bad you had to wait for that. I was like, I want to watch it now.
Yeah.
There was no, like, streaming sites. No, you had to try to find it on the computer.
Be kind, please rewind.
Yeah, be kind, please rewind.
Yeah, you had.
Like Blockbuster Video and Hollywood Video.
Yep.
I feel old just saying
that. And then, like, just
that.
The mom and pop videos.
Yeah.
Like, East Street Video, I think they're still there.
They are.
Yeah.
I don't think they have videos anymore.
No, probably not.
They might.
But you never know.
There's some people that still have VCRs.
But I remember walking into those places, the way they smelled.
Yep.
You know, like the video, let's go to the video store and rent some videos. Like,
see, it was,
you'd go there and you could smell the videotapes. It was just like...
It was cool when it was first Hollywood Video before they changed it to Blockbuster Video.
Yep.
You could go in there, you could smell the popcorn because they'd give you free popcorn when you're in there.
Yeah.
And they just stopped doing that. And then it was like, oh, we're Blockbuster Video. We don't give you nothing for free.
Yeah. You don't get anything.
You get nothing. You're not good enough. You're stupid.
It was just great. I remember when the rented videotapes all came in like a bigger plastic container, like the tape case.
Oh, that thing was thick.
Yeah. So that, of course, you didn't ruin the tape because it's rented.
Yeah.
But like, you'd see them on the shelves in their regular covers, you know. but then you'd get this big honking plastic
like,
videotape cover. It was like, yeah.
And it was like sometimes hard to open.
Especially the Disney ones. They were like, they're huge.
Yeah, you're like struggling.
Yeah, you open it up and
it
pops out by itself.
Smashes on the floor and you're like,
Jesus. Yeah. That's why they have them in those things, so they don't break. But
this is funny. I actually rented one from Hollywood Video, and I was trying to open it. I couldn't open the dang thing. And I finally popped it open. The tape fell. The top piece of it broke.
Yep.
And I was like, all right. I just took some glue, and I stuck it on there, and I said, we'll let it dry for a few minutes. So I let it dry. Tape didn't play.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, crap. Like that, so I brought it back. I was like, this tape's not playing. And they're like... Oh, what's wrong with it? I was like, I have no idea. She goes, oh, somebody glued this on. I was like, really? And she's like, yeah. I was like, that's disgusting. Who would do that? She's like, I'll give you another one. I was like, yes.
What a jerk, whoever did that.
What an idiot. Who would do a thing like that?
Who would do that?
Come on. That's just rude. Grow up. You're an adult.
I had one of those VCRs that it popped open on the top.
Oh, yeah, the old school ones.
Yeah, those were the ones that's the one we had. And it would pop open on the top. You'd put the tape in, close it. And I think I wore out E.T. Yeah, I think because at the top of the screen, it was all fuzzy.
Yeah,
like wicked fuzzy.
And you could only push the tracking button.
Yeah, I don't even think this VCR had that. It was so old. It was a gray old VCR that popped open at the top.
Yeah, was it the one when it was done rewinding would pop up and scare the crap out of you?
No, it didn't. Maybe
my grandma's did. Oh my god.
Maybe
I jumped so many times. She was just rewind because she loved to watch Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
So I rewound it, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm talking to her, and I'm like, dude, God, get a different VCR, please. She's like, oh, would this scare you? Yes. She's still being a baby.
But you could rewind them and watch backwards.
Yeah.
The whole movie. It's so funny.
Like we did.
Yeah.
But we did it forward.
People walking on CCTV.
We should get like random videos on CCTV and just like put them in fast forward and then play it on here and just do the voices.
Hey, how are you? It's like, because there was always people walking.
Yeah.
Like, always people walking by. And there would be, like, a very small lull when there wasn't anybody walking by. Mm. But it would be, it's a busy place. So, with the workers, with the employees. So, they'd be walking by, and we had it in fast forward.
Yep.
So, they'd be walking really, really fast.
How we go? Where they'd stop?
Too bad we didn't have like the sound effects for like the cartoons and stuff.
Oh, that'd be great.
The funny. It sounded like almost like a cowbell, but not really. Like maybe a spoon inside of a cowbell.
We should have. We could do that and just kind of like find some like some Sims talk.
Yeah. Oh man.
Like if she
said, I think we talked about the Sims. Recently, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, it wasn't that long ago.
I think that there was a part two, like one of the Sims, as it got a little older, like one of the games, like your house could burn down and everything. Like if you left stuff on the stove.
Yeah. I did that once just because I didn't like the apartment I built.
And there'd be like other Sims out there watching.
They're like, and the fire department would show up with just one dude. And he just puts it all out and like
for like a second. Yeah. It's like,
yeah.
Everything's charred in there.
Guy at the end's going, blowing the water in,
pumping it.
And they're like,
yeah, yeah, right.
They don't even go check it. They just leave.
Yep.
No ambulance shows up. No fire. No cops.
Nope. If you're in there, you
charred die. Bodies in the bathroom.
And then they disappear. Yeah. They just disappear. They're like, well, they kind of hang around for a couple minutes, but then they just disappear. They're gone.
They were like, see ya. Like, we're done.
And then your house isn't charred anymore. It's just all of a sudden. So you're like, okay.
Or you go in and clean it up, and it looks all nice and
spiffy. Shiny.
Yeah.
Brand new.
I'm like, oh, I just rebuilt it just by...
In real life, you got to call, like, Catamount.
Yeah.
Help.
Sims running. What the heck was that?
That's so funny that they didn't have any kind of language whatsoever. They just had gibberish.
I know. Well, there's this one... I think I talked about this. There's this one paralyzed. Everything looks so realistic.
Yeah.
And they actually talk.
Yeah.
Like, you can talk. And it's cool because, like, it's almost like when you type what you want to say, AI will say it for you, which is cool. I like that.
Yep.
And I'm like, this is awesome. So you can talk and say anything to anyone, and it actually reacts. So I played it for, like, a minute. And I just went to a coffee shop and I had coffee in my hand and I'm drinking it as I'm walking down the street. And this person, like this random AI character, is like, "You're stupid," like that. And I was like, "What?" Like that. And I was like, I turned and look. I was like, the person calling me stupid looks even more stupider than I look stupid. And it just sat there and it was thinking. I was like, "Yeah, you can't think of that, can you, buddy?" I got nothing back. Just lines. That was it. I was like, "All right, bye." Just
walked dot off. Dot dot.
Yep. See ya.
Bye.
You're stupid.
It's fear in here. It's
fear not in even here. It's so fear. And it's so hot in here. It's so hot.
It's actually going to be beautiful.
Today?
No, like, well, yeah, I mean, it's not bad.
It's supposed to rain today, right?
I don't see that.
Later, I mean? Like,
oh, wait, that's somewhere else. What the heck?
What the hiaka?
Let's go back to.
I'm gonna go to the store and get some strawberry ice cream.
No, it just says it just says it's gonna be cloudy later, about 4-ish.
Sweet.
Let's see. The temperature. It's so the wind is 7. East northeast. Humidity 32%.
32%.
UV index is 7, which is high. And the air quality is good. It says 19. I was 19 like 2 years ago.
I was 19 and it was so cool.
Dew point, whatever that is 31 degrees here and here.
It's 31 degrees here and here.
And the pressure is down 30.39
in. The pressure.
The visibility is 10 miles. Like you could see 10 miles, like I can't.
The visibility.
Oh my god, the moon phase is waxing croissant. My name is Chantel.
It's really foggy outside.
It's fuggy.
It's fuggy. It's fuggy outside. It's fuggy.
It's fuggy.
It's fuggy outside.
That's so funny.
It's fuggy.
Oh, man. Let's see. Sunday, there's supposed to be rain, it says.
Yeah.
It's going to be chilly.
53. What happened? It was like 80 and 90. Now it's nothing again. Come on.
I kind of like it in the 70s anyway.
Me too.
It's
me
like
too.
Nice. It's nice. It's not too hot, not too cold, you know?
I was dying last week.
It was hot.
Especially well, wait, with all this.
Yeah, earlier this week, Ooh. It was rough. I felt bad for the dogs. They'd be out for like 2 seconds, and they're like, yeah, no.
Oh, yeah, I walked my dogs just up, down, finished.
Yeah, put them out just to go potty. But it's like when like, it's, like, it's like when it's really, really cold. You can't really put them out long.
Like, Dee's like, yo, I want to go further. No, you're not, because you're going, you're dying out here. Let's go. And she's like, Dad, you should wear short shorts. You'd look better. No, I'm good.
Monday says it's going to be 68 degrees. Fear in here. And there's going to be showers in the morning, then cloudy in the afternoon. High, like I said, 68 degrees. Fear in here. Winds at west at 5 to 10.
10 mph.
Chance of rain, 40%.
40%.
Humidity is 86%. The UV index is going to be like 4 of 11, whatever that means.
For 11.
And then at night, it's going to be like 52 degrees Fahrenheit.
Fear in here.
Fear in here. I know what it says, but I just have a hard time. It's fear in here.
Yeah, it's okay.
52 degrees. Fear in here. Winds at west northwest at 5
mph.
And the humidity will be 88%. And the moon is like waxing gibbous. Whatever that means.
Waxing.
I don't know why you're laughing, because that's what it is. That's what it says it on
you're
there.
So oh stupid. Why are you laughing?
My name is Chantel.
My name is Chantel. I'm so cute with my Starbucks.
I'm so cute.
Uh-oh, the straw's too long.
I already forgot what day it was, but like...
That's so cool.
It's awesome.
You got the 1 minute away.
And just how to do the weather.
Oh my God.
My name is Chantel. That's all I wanted to say.
Oh God, this thing hurts.
Is it?
It's killing me. I don't know what I did.
Waxing croissant.
Waxing croissant.
It was perfect. I had to.
Oh my God. I died when you said it.
Yeah, you did.
Like, what?
Hey, where'd he go?
Where is he?
He fell on the floor.
He waxing croissant.
He fainted.
Well, thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Now Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and
WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
Thank you for listening to the show. We really appreciate you guys. You're amazing. Hope you have a good rest of your day.
And a good weekend.
And a good weekend. Have a good one, guys.